Blog Talk Radio.
The mind is coming out to you. March 2nd, March 3rd, 2021. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight. I'm back. I guess my show has started back. So I'm glad to be doing these podcasts. It's a joy to do podcasts with you because it's important to express thyself. It's important to express thyself that the Dove Knight Matter Part 2 is out for you to enjoy and buy. I want to let you know I have lots of videos and lots of singles and lots of songs that I released over the years. Hi, I'm Dove Knight. I am a artist. I am a singer-songwriter, the real Dove Knight. I've been doing it for many, many years. I was looking at my BMI account, Broadcast Music Incorporated account, as a songwriter, and I've been doing it for so long, and through all the trials and tribulations, it's been such a joy to write and play and to sing music. The Dove Knight Matter Part 2, The Hits, is the album that's out. It's been out since March 3rd. So I thank you for at least listening. And if you have listened to it, if not, it's on Spotify, it's on Deezer, it's on iTunes, it's everywhere. So I even included the new song, I Want You. I Want You was done a while back, so it's my own unique expression as an artist. I want to say again, thank you for whoever's listening. Now, as I've done many times before, I discuss all the songs of the Dove Knight Matter, Part 2, The Hits. And you know what? I want to do something different. Since I discussed it, if you want, you know, you can call me in. 415 area code 582-4845, and maybe I can talk to you, or well, you know what, that's the wrong number. Guest call in is 516-666-8297. Again, it's 516-666-8297. Well, I discussed in so many podcasts about where I come from, and so I want to do something different. So I discussed it a little bit, but you know the deal. Because I love to sing, really. I love to sing about, you know, another person.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
And that's my song.
Yeah.
That is my song, The Dove Knight Matter Part 2, The Hits. You know what I mean? You know, it's part of creativity. As someone's an indie artist, I was, you know, I didn't imagine to make music at this stage of my life. I you know, because I did it so many years, you know, I did it real young, and I had so many experiences. But one thing I learned about music is spontaneous. Being spontaneous is so good to start a song. I was doing my practice on some songs. I was playing on the keyboard, and I realized that being spontaneous, doing something different, is so important. Even if it's not completely finished the way I want, it's so great in the part of creativity. So, you know, I stopped singing because I had to sing out a melody naturally. It comes to me so instantly by being influenced by something. But then the keyboard just helps express that, you know, express the other side to help create a new song. Yeah, I've been using the keyboard, and, you know, someone gave me a keyboard, and I was like, well, I didn't have a keyboard because I had this harmonica, and like, I went to a show not too long ago and went on stage and did one song, Dreams Come to Be. And I enjoy doing that, you know. It's about going for that dream, and, you know, I wrote it with other people, but it was a joy to do. But, you know, the creative focus is, not, you know, for me was to create. So I've written lots and lots of songs, and some of the songs that I've written, I even lost some of the tapes and some of the recordings. I don't know where they are. In fact, I wrote it with other groups and other people. And I don't know what happened. Sometimes I just wrote a whole bunch of lyrics in a book, and I taped myself singing, or I was with a band, and then I was involved in the singing. There was a band when I was singing lead. I was just singing background and playing tambourine, playing percussion, and having a good time. So it was a joy in the creative process of Dove Night. It really was, you know, such a positive song, you know. Working with another person, David W., was very great. So I'm glad I worked with David. So it was great to make music, to write, help write the song, and give credit to credit is due. Sometimes I get influenced by, you know, the trials and tribulations of life. You know, I can go into, you know, you heard about the struggles that I had when I first came to Hollywood, all that stuff. And, you know, the artist, being an artist, I realize it's an evolving process of learning and getting to know thyself in many ways. So while I was in pop, I initially was in rock. If you want to know more about these songs, you can listen to these iTunes. It's there for you. It really is. But that song, Forever and Through Time, was such a joy. Writing about love is so inspiring because love is the highest form of expression, especially on this planet. It's higher. It's everything that's spiritual involves love. Love is the highest form of expression on the planet to heal and to help and to keep this earth, this big, grand old planet called Earth going. So, and the aspects of romantic love is such an inspiration to do. It really is. One day at a time. Now here's a song that a new song, you know, on the Dove Night Matter Part 2, the hits. That's out on Deezer, iTunes, you know. And that was cool to write I Want You because, again, I'm so inspired by writing about love. You know, love is truly what it is. One day at a time. But as they say, love has so many aspects to it, and too, including the love, the other side of love, which dealt with, broken heart. But it's a broken heart that really wasn't what it is. It was just not based on the reality of the situation because someone didn't like me. And that was important for me to understand. It's hard. It's still hard still. You know, when someone rejects me or, you know, rejection is painful. But I learned that life goes on and there's other people to meet and there's somebody else who will like me if someone else doesn't. And I can't make someone else like me. Because I don't understand, you know, about the situations where people get obsessed and try to make people like them. And it's a waste of time. If someone doesn't respond to, you know, our wants or needs in love or sexual love or whatever, then it's not going to happen. You know, if it don't happen at all, it's not going to happen. 1 year, 2 years, it's just not going to happen. That's why I don't understand why all these situations with people getting obsessed and stalking people, and I experienced that too. They need to realize if they had sense in their head that life is too short. You know, a lot of tragedies and atrocities happen because people were trying to make other people like them or couldn't get over something that was not going to work out. We can't make someone else like us. And if they don't, we have to move on. Or if we're involved in a relationship, we have to move on because there's other people to meet. You know, it makes no sense with stalking and so on. But when you're involved in the realms of love, it can make you do that. And I wasn't necessarily in that situation. I knew I had to let go of something in order to be free. So when someone rejected me, I had to let them go and I moved on. It was painful, but there are other fish or people or whatever in the sea. And that's what this song was. And it was a dance song because, you know, I was...
Yeah.
et cetera. But again, it's wrong to stalk another person. If you fall out of love and they don't want to be around you, you have to let them go. Let them have peace, and have peace is just to move on. Or anybody you don't know. I mean, I have heard people, and I have experienced people stalk me who I don't know. That's not right. You know, because that's wrong. Morally wrong, you know. It's like if you can't accept someone not liking you, go see a shrink or a psychiatrist. I mean, but the truth is we have to let people go if they don't like us, or if someone, a stranger, don't like me, there's other people. Common sense. Love does not hurt. And that's the truth. And that's all I need to say for this. But then on the other side of the album, there are the rock songs. You know, I just play Forever and Through Time. But a lot of those songs are about love, 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 love. And then there's a song about adversity, which is on the Death Night Matter, the hits. You know?
When I was young, I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I felt it.
You know, it's important why I speak about love as a two-way street. Love is not one person wanting to fall in love and another person who doesn't. That's what it is. And we also have to know what love is. That's why I written that song, I'm Over You, because it was like realization I had to move on. There's lots of friends, lots of, or lovers, or relationships. Some who are, you know, kin to us or not. You know, there's problems in relationships, and unfortunately in life, heartbreak happens all the time, but we have to move on, you know, and tragedy is not what I am. The song with the hard rock guitar, you know, and the keyboards, that was about overcoming adversity, you know, and I had overcame so much, and I'm still evolving and being positive that life goes on, and life is not easy. It really isn't. So I've written that song about the trials and tribulations and still trying to, despite what's going on, to still be positive. You know, it's not easy. You know, as any artist, as you know, I have struggled for that, to make that dream happen, or to make to find a relationship, or to stay healthy, etc., or career, whatever it is, you know. I didn't want to just give up, but I also know I have to make the best out of it, go for my dreams, and try my best to appreciate my life. Because I only have one life to live, and I love that strongly. Definitely through the times of COVID, because COVID, the experience is to be strong and to stay safe from a deadly disease, but it also made me realize what is so important is to appreciate just living. Because the truth that we know scientifically is that I live one life and that's it, so I have to make the best out of it. I can't give up. Positive and do the best I can. And that's all, you know. And I'm trying to do the best I can because there are times when people make comments about me or things that don't pertain to reality simply because of their perception of me being unique. There's nothing wrong with being unique.
I have a hard time trying to make it.
except I Want You. I Want You is on the Dove Nightmare or To the Hits. So this is my sixth album, and I said in a previous album I might be releasing one final album, but it's not definite. I might continue to release albums, but I'm not sure. But I hopefully would like to continue to release singles, you know, because I release a lot of albums. You know, this is my sixth album. The reason why I bring this up is that the seventh album may be coming out sooner than later, so I will let you know. But it's not definite about releasing albums, because I may release on the 7th and 8th. I'll let you know, whoever's listening to me or whoever is interested in my music or who's ever interested in my philosophy, because I try to be honest, but I also try to tell it like it is. And as a creator, I have to express myself communicative-wise. I want to say thank you for listening. And what I really want to say is, may all your wishes or dreams or whatever it may be come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy, at least for one day. And I hope God bless you all, because no matter where we come from, we are all God's children. Whether we believe in God or not, or wherever we are on this planet, we are all equal as human beings, in my opinion, and I strongly believe that we are all equal to every human being, regardless of color, status, etc. Good day. Good night. From Dove.